Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richman from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
Welcome back, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for stopping by our virtual tailgate party we call Tailgate Radio. I am the Grill Sergeant, John Larger. We got a great show for you this week. We're going to be talking to the Hungry Fan, Dana Falk. She's a TV personality. She's got an upcoming cookbook, and she is about all things on the game day. So we're going to be talking to her, our upcoming event this weekend at one of the NFL venues, and a whole lot more. So stick around after the first break to listen to our great interview with the Hungry Fan, Dana Falk. I really want to give you guys a lot of credit for your feedback on last week's show. You know, we departed from our usual shenanigans, and we talked about game day fan behavior and some of the things that have been going on in the news. And I'm not going to rehash last week's show. You can always go back and listen to it. But I do want to thank you for your feedback. We got a ton of reaction on Twitter, through our email at stuff@tailgateradio.com. And I certainly do appreciate both pros and cons, quite frankly, on the show last week. But I thought with everything going on in the news during that timeline, I thought it was fantastic. I thought your feedback just added so much more. And you can go back on our Twitter feed. And if you're not following us on Twitter, go to Tailgate Radio. We've got almost 50,000 followers, which thank you so much for that. And you can look at back at some of the content and comments that the Tailgate Nation made in regards to that show. So we certainly do appreciate that. And if you want to interact with us, as I said, you can go to Tailgate Radio on Twitter. You can also email us anytime at stuff@tailgateradio. Go to our website at tailgateradio.com. And we certainly do appreciate any and all feedback, pros, cons. You know, if you don't say anything, then we don't know if you're listening. So the fact that you were so vociferous, yeah, I busted out a big word this week, vociferous in your comments in regards to, you know, the fan interaction and how you, you know, what are the rules of engagement for tailgaters out there. I just thought it was fantastic, and I certainly do appreciate that. But when we come back, we're going to talk to the Hungry Fan, Dana Falk. Don't go away. We've got more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first, Tailgate Nation support for today's show comes from Audible. Audible content includes an unmatched selection of audiobooks, original audio shows, news, comedy, and more from the leading publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, and business information providers from around the globe. And unlike a streaming or rental service, with Audible, you own your own books so you can access them anytime, anywhere, from almost any device, including your iPhone, iPad, Android, Amazon Fire tablets, or Windows Phone. Audible makes getting more books in your life easy. Unbeatable selection of audiobooks, incredible performances. Transform your commute and ride with Audible. You know, Tailgate Nation, I love sports books, and right now I'm listening to Rammer Jammer Yellowhammer by Warren St. John. It's all about the tailgating culture down at the University of Alabama and that rabid fan base that exists down there in Tuscaloosa. I hope you enjoy books as much as I do, and I always love listening through my Audible account, and you can too, because right now you can get, as a member of the Tailgate Nation, you can get a free audiobook with a 30-day trial at audible.com/tailgate. That's audible.com/tailgate, T-A-I-L-G-A-T-E, for a free audiobook with your 30-day trial. That's Audible. Transform your commute and ride with Audible. Tailgate Nation, football season is here, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets for every game all season long. Whether you're planning a day out with friends, doing a little tailgating, searching for a last-minute deal, or buying a gift for a loved one, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. Nothing beats being there in person for the biggest plays of the year, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, literally anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats. You know, I actually just bought some Green Bay Packer tickets on SeatGeek, and the process was so simple and easy, and I can't wait to go see my beloved Packers. And you can go see your favorite teams, too. SeatGeek is designed to make your ticket buying experience easier than ever. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare prices and find amazing deals. And to get you the most bang for the buck, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value to help you immediately identify the best seats that fit your budget. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. And it doesn't even end with sports. SeatGeek has plenty of tickets for concerts, comedy, theater tickets. All those things are available through SeatGeek. And best of all, the Tailgate Nation, my listeners here on Tailgate Radio, get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code TAILGATE today. That's promo code TAILGATE for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. So don't wait. With baseball season winding up, heating up, getting ready for the playoffs, plenty of musicians on tour, and football season right around the corner, now is the perfect time to grab some tickets. And you don't want to do it anywhere else but on SeatGeek. Download your app today and enter promo code TAILGATE. Welcome back, everybody. I want to tell you, I am so excited to have my guest on this week. She has had a passion for sports. It's been in her blood since before she was born, literally. And I mean that, literally. She's the founder of Hungry Fan, and she's going to tell us what all that entails. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, Dana Falk.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Dana, first and foremost, I've spent some time on your website, and it's fabulous, by the way. But for those that have not been over there, tell us, what is Hungry Fan?
So, Hungry Fan is your one-stop shop for all things game day. We just soft-launched the site. We're still working through some things right now, but I'm glad that you like it. And at the site, you'll be able to find pretty much anything and everything that you need for game day, whether it's products, recipes, information, recommendations. My world is the world of the fan. I love sports fans, and I love tailgating and homegating, or fangating, as I call them, collectively. And when you go to hungryfan.com, you should be able to find everything that you need.
Of all the vocations that are out there, and looking at your pedigree and just your background, it seems like you could have gone a lot of different directions. What in the world made you get into this business?
You know, there was a time, I will say, I did want to be a sports agent, like my dad, and he was, like, absolutely not not a good idea. But really, every day I'm inspired by sports fans. I think that they are just the most passionate, exciting, interesting, cool group of people, not just in the United States, but if you actually encounter sports fans pretty much anywhere on Earth, they're fiercely loyal. And you know, one of the things that I really admire about them is that, you know, no matter what your race, religion, creed, sexual orientation, like, you're really, you know, we sort of jump all over each other pretty much day in and day out. You can turn on the news and see stuff like that all the time. But on game day, all of that goes out the window. And if our team scores, we're hugging, we're high-fiving. You know, sports is a great unifier, and sports fans are just incredible at sort of putting all of that excess, you know, whatever it is that they may be or believe, away, and just be very true to each other and to sports on game day, and I love celebrating that.
You mentioned that your father was a sports agent. Did that really start your love of sports, and were you surrounded by sports personalities throughout your childhood?
Oh, yeah. I tell people, I joke, I've been a sports fan from the womb, and I quite literally have been a sports fan from the womb. When I was in my mother's stomach, I don't know, maybe like she was like 6 months pregnant, I'm not sure. My mother and my father and a collection of NBA basketball players on an exhibition tour were traveling around Italy, and I was there. Sort of like baby dinner, like pre-birth dinner. I was there. And I've been doing it ever since. I used to go to games all the time. I'm the oldest, So and there's no boys in my family. I have a little sister, and I'm sort of like the son that my father never had, just because I'm so into it. And I would go to games with him, and when I was really little, they'd take me to the locker room after the game, and then as I started getting a little older, they're like, you can't come in here anymore, and I would just, I'd go to games, I'd hang out in like the tunnels, you know, outside the locker rooms, and go out to dinner with the players after the game, and, you know, like, the whole, like, you know, should be in bed by a certain hour when you're a kid, but sort of not a thing, and just if the game ended late, and then we went to dinner, there I was, and yeah, that's been my world. We had players staying in our guest room upstairs in our house.
So were there some of those moments where, you know, you're hanging out at the kitchen table with a major sports star?
Yes, that would happen. I actually, I have the short answer is yes. We go to dinner with, like, everybody. I mean, we oftentimes would have Sunday night Chinese food dinner with Patrick Ewing at the restaurant, and we had to, there's only one table we could sit at because it was the only table that his knees was clear. So he has to, you know, sit all the way out, pull all the way back up from the table. But I have a book, a cookbook coming out next year, and I wrote about in the introduction how there was this one day, it's like this really vivid memory. I walked into my house and I heard my dad. I was at the school and I heard his voice. And he was on the road a lot when I was a kid, and so it was very rare to have him home at like 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. And so I walked into the family room where I heard his voice coming from, and he was sitting there with this just gigantic person. And it was Sean Bradley, 7'6". And they were sitting there, and they were chatting, and my dad said, oh, Dan, I want you to meet Sean. He's like one of the newest clients, and, you know, give him a warm welcome. So I, you know, shook his hand, and I said hello. I think I was like, I was pretty young. I think maybe I was like 6, I can't remember. And he put me on his shoulders, and he started walking me around our house. And it was in that moment, there's always that moment in everybody's life where you remember being afraid for the first time, like that realization that you could hurt yourself by doing something. And that was my day. The day that I realized that if I fell down off of Sean Bradley's shoulders onto the floor, that I would probably get hurt. Because it was really far.
Yes, that's a long fall, for sure. I'm here with Dana Falk with Hungry Fan. Now, you talked earlier about the websites being redesigned, but when people go over there after this, with the soft launch this week of the redesigned website, what can people expect to find over at HungryFan.com?
Well, they'll be able to find, as with TheHungryFan.com, which is the site from before, they'll be able to find great game day recipes. I really like to focus on regional special recipes as you travel around the country. You'll be able to find product reviews for your tailgate or your home gate, or your fan gate, as I call it. Just general, like, fun little stories that come up in the media about tailgating or cool things that people are doing, as covered by, you know, other people curating their stories. And then there's also Hungry Fan branded products. I launched some of my own products. I have a line of spice blends that will spice up your fan gate. You can use them as dips, sauces, dry rubs. You can bake with them. You can dissolve them in your beer. I really don't care what you do with them. I just want you to enjoy them. You'll be able to get the Hungry Fan portable slow cooker, as well as a bunch of other products that I've picked that I really like for game day, mostly food products. That are really, really tasty. They're award-winning, and you'll be able to find recipes that I've made with them, with those products, as well as a link to Hungry Fan app. And a new thing that I've launched, which I'm still working out the kinks a little bit right now, but the concept is called Sports Bar Radar, and it's basically my picks for the top 15 to 20 sports bars in every major professional franchise city in North America. It's not fully in effect yet, but once it's up, it should be pretty cool. And it's very simple and easy to use. And then once that's all ironed out, I'm going to start to put up there bars. If you have a team or a city affiliation, like if you're a Philly fan or I went to Duke undergrad, like don't hate me. But if you're a Duke fan and you're looking for the Duke bar or the Philly bar in your city, and we'll start with the main, you know, metropolitan cities in the U.S., We'll help you find those as well.
You know, I read that you studied nutrition and studied the culinary arts and that you really like to focus on healthy recipes and, you know, at least that's one of the goals that you have. You know, I have to ask you, because I have spent years out in the parking lot, is it possible to really, to truly have a healthy tailgate party? I mean, the food is phenomenal, but I have had a really tough time finding something that I would classify as a truly healthy meal.
That's fair, but then I would fire back at you. What do you mean by healthy? What's your definition of healthy?
Yeah, you know, part of that may be quantity as much as anything, because you can find lots of good proteins out there. And there, you know, there are some good menus out there. And I would say in the last 5 years or so, especially as I move from one age category to another, that that people are looking for healthier options. I just know that that oftentimes it is, and again, it's probably to the excess more than actually what's being served. Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. I would also add that there are certain substitutions that you can make that almost don't impact flavor whatsoever, that can just automatically improve things. I like sour cream. I think a lot of people like sour cream. But sour cream is just, like, artery clogging. And I'll say it's artery clogging good, but, you know, it's something you got to watch. I always tell people, I one of the main things that I cook with and I tailgate with all the time is Greek yogurt. And not fat-free Greek yogurt, but like 2% Greek yogurt, because it has the same consistency and the same taste as sour cream. And you can also, I use it for mayonnaise as well. It's a great substitute. You know, even watching your oils, like, yes, you can use vegetable oil, but olive oil is just much better for you. And then I say, you know, what does healthy mean? And by that I mean, you know, don't use high fructose corn syrup, anything. Like ketchup, use ketchup made with real sugar. You don't need high fructose corn syrup. It's terrible for you. Totally avoid trans fat. Really easy to do now. Like, it's 10 years ago it was in everything. Now it's, you know, been taken out of a lot of foods, which is good. But more than anything, you know, just how clean is the food that you're eating? If there's nothing wrong with having a burger or, you know, a Tex-Mex version of a burger, if you will, in Houston, there's nothing wrong with that. Just, you know, if you could, and I know it's a little bit more expensive, but use grass-fed meat instead of corn-fed meat, because cows don't eat corn. Cows eat grass. And you know, don't have five burgers, have one burger. And if you're going to have the burger on game day, enjoy it. And have the fries and have all that stuff that you want to eat. You know, you don't need to eat to the point where you're throwing up, like you said. Mm-hmm. And then for the other 6 days, the rest of the week, just be smart. You don't need more burgers that week. You don't need an entire piece of pie. You know, you don't need 3 scoops of ice cream. Just be smart. It's all about balance. And at the end of the day, you know, don't stress over it. You know, one of the leading causes of disease and death in the United States is not the world of stress. The last thing you need to do is stress over your food on game day. So just be smart and enjoy it. It's meant to be your day off. Have fun.
Dana, we wish you all the best, and come back and join us on Tailgate Radio anytime.
Thank you. I hope to do just that. Thanks for having me. And have a great weekend as well.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.